Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Here we go.
Is that it? Welcome to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
That's it.
At the muster.
On for the hay?
Okay.
Hey!
I missed it.
Welcome to Ben Sorensen's Real Country at the muster.
I'm partying at the muster. I've had an absolutely great time here. And before we even do anything, pick up the phone, give me a buzz on the request line, 1300 929 516. That number again?
1300 929 516.
No one's going to call. Go to the website, realcountrymix.com. That's probably easier. Huge show from the Gympie Muster this week. We're having a chat to O'Shea, Lee Kernighan, the Wolf Brothers. We've got the Viper Creek Band, Lynn Botel, Sunny Cowgirls, and also these guys, the Adam Eckersley Band. How are you?
Yeah,
g'day, mate.
There you go.
You can hear me chewing on something here. It is a fisherman's friend. So what is your favourite fisherman's friend?
The original, extra strong methyl lozenger.
And original is really what it's all about with you guys.
If you're fishing, you need to go for the original friend. Even if you're not fishing.
Now tell me about the muster experience for you guys.
Well, yesterday we did two gigs.
That's good.
We thought we only had one at the night time, then some chaps had a hard time getting here and didn't make it. So we ended up doing an early set and then our late set. It was a lot of fun. We had a ball playing. The first gig we did yesterday was a little, I personally was feeling lacking of energy because we got here whatever night it was and thought we don't have to gig until like 10:45 tomorrow night. Benny introduced us to a couple of old friends that he met on the cruise ship days, the old black beer with vodka shots in it and what have you that ended up being called, or what was it, bloody...
A big night.
Rhubarb pie.
A big night. Anyway, I have heard about this.
Rhubarb pie. Yeah.
Explain.
No.
Responsibly, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Responsibly. So he was responsible for the whole thing.
So, Benny, explain again what this rhubarb pie is.
It's a 2 years old with a shot of vodka and half a shot of grenadine in it. I learned it from some Polish guys, and let me tell you, since I learned the recipe, I haven't looked back. As a matter of fact, I have trouble looking anywhere.
So how about, since the muster goes for a couple of days, how about tomorrow night, same again, boys?
Probably, yeah. We'll do it all again.
Also happens to be the single from the Adam Eckersley Band, kicking off Real Country this week in a huge muster special. Thanks, boys.
Right on, man. Cheers.
It's been days since I've washed away the rose sweat and the foul taste in my mouth. And I've been sleeping on a beer stained bar floor and hoping this way of life's gonna pay somehow. And I ain't asking for sympathy, no. Ready to top a worry, no. I got all I need. Singing songs for my short-term company. And it's a loading sound check. A quick bop for the first set. And it's last drinks, the last request. Slip out the back for a cigarette. And tomorrow night, same again. Change rooms, a parking lot, and there ain't no red carpet laid for us round here. Oh, got someone at home. We try to satisfy on a telephone. It's mostly what we think about between shift and gears. I ain't asking for sympathy, no. Any type of worrying done. Short-term company, and it's a loaded sound check. A quick bop before the first set. And it's
a quick bite before the person is last dress and last request. Slip out the back for a cigarette and tomorrow night, same again. Tomorrow night, same again.
From the Adam Eckersley Band to one of my favourite Australian independent country artists, the one and only Elise Simmons. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, Ben. What an introduction.
Well, I only speak the truth.
Oh, I thank you.
Now, I bumped into you a little bit earlier today at a campsite concert.
Yes.
At the Muster, which is kind of a really interesting concept that they've got here, because of course we've got the main stage shows that you do and everything else, but then out in the campgrounds they've got their own little world out there.
They do. It's really awesome. They you know set up these own their own little concerts, and they invite all their friends, and there were about 50 people there today at the one that I did, so it's fantastic. And you know, some of them bought CDs, some of them came along to the gig this afternoon,
some of them freeloaded and didn't buy CDs. I mean, you know, seriously,
I know.
And the other surprise when I was at this campsite concert is that Lachlan Bryan turned up as well, and you guys did this amazing duet together. It was just fabulous. So your music, it's almost like it stepped up a notch. Can you tell me about that evolution?
I guess I worked really hard to find exactly what I want, what kind of artist I wanted to be, and this new album, Believe, is much more representative of the artist that I want to be. The songs, there are songs on there that are pop country, there are songs on there that are strictly country, and there are also songs on there that are that people kind of call alt country. I believe that country music is anything that's good. I don't think it should be defined by, you know, a silly label. So basically, you know, this album is really representative of me, a scatterbrain.
Now, tell me about the song. Now, I always remember it as it, My Wife Drives Me to Drink, but it's actually My Life.
It is My Life. I mean, most men think that it's My Wife, but I think that's terrible because women are wonderful, you know. I don't know what they mean by that. My song, My Life Drives Me to Drink, is actually just about life. You know, I guess that, you know, from day to day we deal with difficult stuff, and sometimes our lives do just simply drive us to drink. This is just a simple, old-fashioned country song.
This is Elise Simmons, My Life Drives Me to Drink on Real Country. Thanks, Elise.
Take care.
Oh, my life drives me to drink, to put my thoughts on hold. I don't want to think so that I don't have to feel anymore. Oh, my life drives me to drink. Bye. to feel anymore. Oh, my life drives me to dream, to wash away my pain. I don't want to think, so that I don't have to feel.
Hi, this is Ivor Davies from Icehouse, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and I don't really listen to country music, so I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here, but I'm waiting for Ben to impress me, so go ahead.
All entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties, and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Hey folks, this is Dana Hassel and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here. This is my Real Country and it is indeed our muster special. Now, a lady, I've bumped into it at the muster and I am absolutely in love with the vocal stylings of Lynn Botel.
Hello, how are you?
You are one of the hardest women to catch up with because you're so busy and so popular.
Oh, no, what can I say? What can I say? I'm a bit of a social butterfly, you know?
But see, when musicians are social butterflies, I go, are you genuinely a social butterfly, or are you looking for content for your next album?
If you don't get out there and experience life, what are you going to write about?
And that's what I love about you, because there is nothing more authentic than an artist that distills her own life experiences and that of her close friends into a song that is...
And her ex-husbands.
And ex-husbands.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just getting a return on investment there, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah, you may as well.
So you're distilling all of that into something that is uniquely you and quintessentially your style and putting it on an album. That's genius.
Oh, it's good therapy, mate. I know you've probably heard that before, but it really is. And you know what else is good therapy? When you sing something that was painful to experience, let alone write, and then people come up and say, oh, I know exactly how you feel. I've been through that too. And it may not be exactly the same experience, but it's tapped into something for them. And that's what I think I enjoy the most about this album is that because I was, I guess I had this clear mind about being authentic, and I always felt that I'd been as authentic as I could have been in the past, but I've grown a little and I'm a little less eager to please and more about writing the actual story and being real and true to it.
Well, and I think all of your albums were truly authentic, but they were authentic to who you were when you released the album.
And that's the reality of it. I mean, when you record something, it is a snapshot in time.
Now, tell me about, obviously, the title track. Was that the inspiration for the entire album? Or?
Well, it kind of was, in a way. I wrote that song as my Not Pretty Enough. So when Case wrote Not Pretty Enough, it was her way of saying, you know, why is it that I haven't quite cut it yet? Is it because I'm not pretty enough? Is it because my heart's too broken? What is it? And for me, Heart of Sorrow was about me owning the fact that I was never going to be the square peg in the square peg, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be different. I'm a little different, you know? And when I wrote that song, it was my way of saying, I'm not going to leave this. I'm not giving up. I'm not going without a fight.
Yep.
And if I don't weep, let me cry. In other words, you know, just let me belt it out. Let me sing the way I sing. Let me dress the way I dress and be the way I am. And I will own my heart of sorrow. In other words, my own issues are mine. And you know what? They're doing me okay.
You're an amazing woman, Lynn Bartel. I love speaking to you and I love listening to your music. So everyone needs to download it now. We are putting the links on iTunes. It is a stunningly brilliant album and a worthy addition to anyone's collection.
Yeah, it is.
We will be playing the title track right now. This is Heart of Sorrow. Thank you so much, Lynn Bartel.
Thank you so much, Ben.
If I won't weep, let me cry. And if I won't sleep, let me lie. And if I don't break, let me bend. If I seem fake, it's pretend. I won't go without a fight. I'm not gonna beg or borrow.
And now time for my favourite new segment in the show, Unheard and Unsigned. Now, the group that I am with, still proudly Aussie independent artists. I am talking to the Viper Creek Band. G'day, boys. How are you?
Hey, good.
How you going, mate?
You just took Tamworth by storm last year, and since then you've just gone from strength to strength with some great tunes, killer video clips, and you've just been doing so many shows. I mean, what's the journey been like for you guys?
This year has been amazing, actually. Well, since the muster last year, it's sort of, you know, snowballed. And then add Tamworth, and from there we released the album. It's just been a great year.
It's been an absolutely huge year for you. So tell me about the album Kicking Up Dust, because, I mean, your single is Missing Me, and I'm starting to feel like you've got something against the letter G.
We've taken it out of the alphabet completely. But the approach of this album, we wanted to get the 10 strongest songs we could find, and if that meant not writing them, then that was fine. So we saw some from Nashville, and we saw some from writers in Australia, like our mates McAllister Kemp gave us a couple of songs, and Morgan Evans also. I had a co-write session with Morgan, and we were looking for a ballad to finish off the 10 tracks on the album, and he gave us our new single Missing Me.
Well, I really like it. It's almost like it was purposefully written for the Viper Creek Band to do. I mean, you connect with it and you sell it so incredibly well. It's just a genius single.
It's a terrific song, and from when Morgan played it to me, I was blown away with the quality of the song. And I played it to the guys, and we were just sold on it straight away.
Because we also need to mention that it was a co-write between Morgan Evans and the O'Shays as well. It's just such a good song. You guys do such a great job with it. Well done, guys. Very, very impressed. We're going to be posting all of the details on how you can get your hands on that fabulous album on our Facebook page. The album is indeed called Kicking Up Dust, and we are now going to the latest single for the Viper Creek Band, Missing Me. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, man.
And it's harder without a reason why. I ain't gonna fight you this time around. I can see you're long gone anyhow. When the lights come on and the last song ends and you're kissing someone you know you'll never. Song on every station. When you pass our favorite restaurant, if what's out there ain't what you want, when you're done running round and you've had enough and you wanna be loved like you never been loved, you've been missing me. Cause I know when the lights come on and the last song ends and you're kissing someone you know you'll never.
If you would like to relive my muster experience by getting the podcast of this episode, well, I would love you to. All you need to do is head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice and do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. It is absolutely easy and free, which is in everyone's price range. Coming up on the show, chats with O'Shea, Campsite Antics, the Wolf Brothers, Sunny Cowgirls, and so much more, all of my Real Country muster special right after this.
Hi,
everyone, this is Lee from Jetty Road, and I'll just let you in on a little secret. I am the good twin. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Jane Denham, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen with Real Country.
And sometimes in the night, you might hear from afar the youths of Kevin Leroy still racing around the stars. There will be General Leroy going down.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Muster Special. And now for something completely different, we cross to Ben Sorensen at the Muster. Take it away, Ben. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. The hottest group in Australian country. I'd almost call them in Australian music. It's the Wolf Brothers. How are you guys?
We are great. Very hot. Good,
now, it's not all of the Wolf Brothers. We've got Nick, Tom and Brody, but Case is otherwise occupied.
Yes, that's right. His wife has actually just gone into labour. So that's...
And in a Liberal government, that's really, really hard.
Yeah, and we thought that was probably a fair enough excuse not to turn up.
Now, you guys, I love your new sound because you got the... new single out, That Kind of Night. Yeah. Wow. This is just miles ahead. I mean...
That's good to hear because, you know, it's been, you know, a good couple of years in the making and worked really hard on the whole album. So it's good to see it finally, you know, getting out there and getting a bit of recognition. So
give me a sneak peek of what's on the album.
It picks up where, you know, it's on left off. It's more country in places, it's more rock and roll in places, it's more diverse, I think. We recorded it actually in a studio instead of our bedroom. It felt a bit like we were living the rock and roll dream when we were doing it, actually, because, you know, we did it in Byron Bay, we stayed at the house next to the studio, so it was really great just to be able to focus for two solid weeks just on nothing but recording.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I don't think many people in this day and age kind of get that opportunity, you know, like, yeah. I think it's more like, oh, I'll do a bit, we'll come back, we'll do a bit in the bedroom at home, and, you know, yeah. It felt very cool. It was a good vibe, and I think it shows on the album.
Well, I love the direction the band is going, and I think it's still fresh, new, exciting. What do you think, Ring In Wolf Brother?
Oh, I think that's correct. we only want to grow and do bigger and better things and, you know, create more, you know, more vibe and just give people a bigger and better time every time they see us, and every album they buy, we want it to be bigger and better.
Yep.
And that's what we've achieved, so we're really proud of that.
Well, I think I can't wait for the release of the new album. It is absolutely fantastic and sounds brilliant. You can pre-order it on iTunes now. But right now, let's go to That Kind of Night. Thank you very much, the Wolf Brothers.
Hey.
To roll down your window, night moves on the radio. Kind of night, kind of night. It's you and I here and now, reckless in our hometown. Kind of night, kind of night. Oh, oh, oh. It's all ours, baby. Drive through the desert, stars go on forever.
everything is all right. Have a nice kind of night. Hey, it's a chase away the sunrise. Hold on to the moonlight. Kiss you about a thousand times. Hey, it's a take it easy, slow ride. Everything is all right. Have a nice kind of night. Hey, it's a chase away the sunrise. Hold on to the moonlight. Kiss you about a thousand times.
If you would like to get your request in on Social Country, it's incredibly easy. You can pick up the phone and give me a call on the request line, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Or you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country. We're also on Twitter as well at Real Country Mix, or even on Google Plus. Or you could just have an uber cool camp set up that I happen to walk past while I'm at the muster, and this is the result. Where are we all from? This is one of the coolest campsites that I've seen. So, where are you from?
Brisbane.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah,
how about you guys?
Tinga.
Marginally more interesting. Where's that?
Inverell.
Oh, well, there you go. How about you?
Tiagulong.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
Kilcoy.
That's cool.
I'm from North Carolina.
Just north of Gympie.
And how do we know that?
Because it's on my license.
So, country fans, yes?
Oh, yeah.
So, I haven't pre-rehearsed this, so we'll see how this goes. Favourite country song for me to play on the show? And go.
Troy Cassidaly.
Oh, yeah. Ah, nice. So, which song? He's had a few. The kid's doing all right.
Barroom Roses.
Barroom Roses. You know, that sounds like an air freshener, which is kind of good.
It reminds me of my great auntie. Yeah. My sister.
Actually, a little bit like your shirt.
my fabulous handmade Jimmy Stewart shirt that is all Australian.
It looks like an air freshener.
We'd like to thank Jimmy Stewart for their generous support and sponsorship of my program.
And with money from.
To be serious, Troy Cassidaly, Dream Out Loud.
That's the first time I've been serious this whole show. Yeah. Here's the song. Oh, I forgot to hit record.
Let's get the hands clapping here, folks. Come on now. Are you ready?
Brother, falling in the crowd, don't be afraid to dream.
The words are pretty easy. All they are is dream out loud, dream out loud. Don't be afraid to dream out loud. Are you with me, folks? A one, two, three, four. Dream out loud, dream out loud. Don't be afraid to dream out loud. Your turn.
Come on my Real Country Muster special, the Sunny Cowgirls and O'Shea, all of that and so much more right after this.
I took for granted all my life.
G'day guys, this is John Lynham and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
So I cracked the thunder, things ain't right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Sorensen here to talk about your skin. It's the largest organ in the body and often the least cared for. With skin being such an important part of your body, why trust it with anyone else but an experienced, university-educated dermal clinician? Like the team at Dermal Aesthetics Specialist Skin and Laser Clinic. With highly educated clinicians, the latest treatments and products, they do things differently at Dermal Aesthetics, and it shows. Visit dalaserclinic.com.au. That's dalaserclinic.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. Now, of course, this is our Gympie National Music Muster special, and you don't get much more special.
Or musterish.
Or musterish.
Or musterish.
Mark and Jay O'Shea, or is it Jay and Mark O'Shea?
We just left it as O'Shea, that way we avoided all those.
Kind
of, you know, I think we've talked about this before, Ben, but like for years and years and years, we didn't work together professionally. We haven't sort of come together as a musical duo until about 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, it made sense because we were like, you know, we were touring apart and we were just spending a lot of time apart. And we thought, look, if we're serious about staying together and actually having a family and throwing kids into the equation, why don't we give it a go? Like, why don't we sort of see if we don't kill each other? And to our very surprise, we've actually been having a really good time, really enjoying it. And now that the kids have come along, it's like we sort of travel around as a little family unit, and it's really nice.
Well, I think it's a great way to avoid the famine and keep the feast, you see? Yeah? See what I did there?
Segway.
What an album.
Thank you. I'm assuming for the listeners who haven't picked up on your subtleties that you're referring to our new record called The Famine and the Feast.
Yes.
Which isn't officially out yet. It doesn't come out till Tamworth, to the Tamworth Country Music Festival, but it is available for pre-order right now.
Now, your single off the album, which is a wonderful way to sort of get excited about the album, because I think it sums it up beautifully, Bad Day Good. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, man, we wrote this with one of our... something I guess it gets said a lot, but really who is a huge influence musically on us and a real idol of ours, Steve Wariner. He's a country music artist and singer-songwriter from America. An amazing guitar player. Was just like off the chart guitar player. And so we wrote this song with him, and then we were lucky enough to get him to come and to guest on it and play guitar and play the solo on it as well. So it's a lot of fun. The video was even more fun to make for it. We took it in a different direction.
Yeah, Mark had this idea of, you know, you sort of have a budget to make a video clip, and there's, you know, hair and makeup and who knows whatever else kind of costs that are involved in shooting it. And so we thought, what if we, you know, took those costs and actually created different situations around, you know, Nashville where we were giving things away. Some, you know, not just money, but things like dog food, you know, to the Humane Association.
Basically we just made, like, we went and made bad days good. For
and,
people, you know.
And it was sort of really a big experiment too, just to see how that sort of would work, you know. And it was interesting. People were so shocked, you know. They were looking for the catch, you know. I guess in these days everyone looks for a catch. If someone's giving you something for nothing, you go, am I on candid camera? Like, what's the deal here? It makes you feel like if you could do that every day, like if you had enough money to do that, just to kind of run around being
a philanthropist,
cheering people up.
Yeah, but, the good fairy.
Yeah, well, it is a fantastic song, and you do need to get on iTunes and pre-order the simply fabulous album, The Famine and the Feast. Thank you so much, The O'Shays.
Thanks, mate.
And from a bad day good to a day that is always full of sunshine and the sunniest sunshine of all, the Sunny Cowgirls. How are you?
Good, thanks,
well,
Ben.
How are you?
Splendid, thanks for asking. How has your muster experience been?
So far, really good.
Yeah, we only got here today and
Was shining.
The sun's shining, beautiful. Heaps of people here, everyone's so happy and there's heaps of music and it's really good. Really good one this year.
Yeah, we've just come off stage from our main stage gig and it all went really well and now we're just having a beer before our next one at the Crowbar.
Now, you got a new album out, which is great, My Old Man, which is not actually about my old man, but your old man.
Well, it's about all the old men.
About old men?
Yeah.
So two young girls singing about old men. That's great.
In general.
That's not weird at all.
Yeah, no, that came out wrong.
All the dads.
Yeah, all the dads.
That's better. Yeah.
We've picked a lot of old covers that our dad loves, and I think a lot of dads love, so hopefully they enjoy it.
But the thing I love about the album is you put the Sunny Cowgirls twist on everything. And that really brings the covers to life. So you've got great songs that we all know and love, and you've tainted them all with this beautiful Sunny Cowgirls sound. You've just done a great job with it.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Well, hopefully that's what people think, and hopefully we haven't ruined them by sunnifying them.
So, incidentally, your latest single, Offset album, is The Shed, which was a John Williamson track that we absolutely adore and is testament to men needing shed time.
Pretty much, yeah. It's Willow brought it out, I think, in the 80s, and so we grew up listening to that, and that was one of our dad's favourite songs, so we thought it was pretty relevant to put it on the album. And, yeah, like the lyrics say, all Australian boys need a shed, so everyone, all the boys out there can relate to it.
Well, I think you could do a follow-up, all Australian boys need a cowgirl as well, yeah?
Oh, nah, I don't think I'll say that.
There's not enough cowgirls out there, is there?
Has Willow heard it?
I don't know. I've sent it along to his manager.
To his people. Yeah. But we haven't heard anything back yet.
Well,
so I hope so.
Your album, which is absolutely fantastic, we'll be posting the links on our Facebook page so you can download it.
Right.
And it is very important that you do. So thank you so much to the Sunny Cowgirls.
Thank you, Ben.
Here's The Shed.
Side of the bed, a bit confused and yawning, and go straight out the back to your shed. Yeah, all Australian boys need a shed, a place where he can go, somewhere to clear his head, to think about the things his woman said. Yeah, all Australian boys need a shed, a joint to learn to read and write, to work on his bike at night. Grow up as he likes, to grow anything under lights. A place to keep his tools, nuts and bolts and drills. To hang and hide, to hide the dried, or hang to pay the bills. Well, my old shed, she leaks a bit, the roof is caving in. Nothing that a bloke can't fix with a few spare sheets of tin. The beams are old, telegraph poles, white ants have eaten out. She creaks and sways on windy days and leans towards the south. Yeah, all Australian boys need a shed. At the back of the shed where the dogs are fed, near last year's bales of loosened, sticky tall green weeds thrown out seeds. All it took was Ben and Pook. I watered them once and they grew some. They should be prime about Easter time if no nosy neighbour steals them. Yeah, all Australian boys need a shed, to weld up broken gates, a place for all his mates, to come round Sunday arvo for a jam, a place to make a racket, to find a pipe and pack it, think about the things his woman said. Yeah, all Australian boys need a shed. Yeah, all Australian boys need a shed. Yeah, all Australian boys need a shed. Yeah,
Well, that's me done and very dusted for another week and another year at the Gympie National Music Muster. On behalf of the whole Real Country team, I'd love to say a big thank you to the muster organisers and artists that made my trip to the muster super, super special. I'll be posting the photos and stories from my time at the muster on our social media, so check out Real Country on Facebook at facebook.com/Real Country, Twitter at Real Country Mix, and also now on Google Plus. This show is also available on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice, so simply do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country and click download and subscribe. Or if that's all too much, just head to the website realcountrymix.com for all the links. Thanks for joining me, and I'll be back next week on the same station at the same time for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.